Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show, as usual, by my co-host, Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let us begin, as we always do, with a prayer. We'll do our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Got a couple of degrees to get out of the way, Michael.
All right.
Let's see here. I'm going to start off with the month of September because of when the show airs.
Right.
Because there's 1 degree on the tomorrow night on the 28th at St. Rose of Lima, Council 10870 down in York, and that'll be over by the time we get the show edited and aired. So we'll bypass that one. On Tuesday, September the 3rd, an admission degree will be conducted by St. John Newman Council 12532. They're located at 601 Delp Road in Lancaster. Candidates should arrive no later than 7, and the degree is to begin at 7:30 p.m. Also on Tuesday, September the 3rd, an admission degree will be conducted by St. Joseph Council 6353. They're located at 2935 Kingston Road, East York. Candidates should arrive no later than 5:45, and the degree is to begin at 6 p.m. And lastly, on Wednesday, September the 4th, an admission or first degree will be conducted by St. Patrick Council 11872. And they're going to do the degree this time in the St. Patrick Church basement, 219 South Beaver Street in York. Candidates should arrive no later than 6:45, and the degree is to begin at 7, and that's that.
All right. Yeah, same thing, Joseph. We have two training sessions coming up, but they'll be over by the time the show's air, so we're not going to mention them, other than the fact that if you are a Grandite or financial secretary, or actually any member of the Knights of Columbus that is thinking about becoming in a leadership role, whether it be at your local council, your assembly, your jurisdiction, regional people, you might want to go to training. And if you've missed this opportunity, we're going to be having some additional training, but it won't occur in our diocese. It'll be in the Altoona Johnstown diocese.
And which would make it a little bit of
a little
trip
for
you, but that's your choice. That's your choice.
Right. And same thing, we have training going on in the east, the northeast. Some of that's not too bad. But, I mean, Allentown is still a jog away.
About 900 miles, whatever it is. Scranton, but up that way would be just about the same the other direction. So,
yeah, you're going to be going. So
avail yourselves of the opportunity for the training. How's that?
Yeah, and we'll try to do some things, maybe videotape some of it so that you can go back and take a look at it.
Webinars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of the things that we're trying to do, and I know Steve Cohen is going to be coming here from Supreme, and he'll be doing the training. And what him and Eric Johnson are looking at doing is getting our FSs and our Grand Knights familiar with the new electronic notebooks that they have online, because everything is done electronically now.
If
you're doing things
more
paper,
and more.
Yeah, it's really and truly going to be tough. And as with anything, pictures worth a thousand words. So if you actually see Steve projected on the screen and show you how to do it, that's a lot easier than you trying to figure out how to do it.
Oh, yeah. you can look at the file and the select this or edit this or that or whatever, unless you're really familiar with the program.
Yep.
Okay? And there's only two ways it's going to happen. The first is by training, and the second is by getting in there and doing it.
And doing it.
So
And some people do that really well, but others don't. And that's why we're trying to offer this training so that everybody's aware of the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. I was just talking about that electronically. I was watching somebody on a YouTube video, and they were showing what the iPhone can actually do, and I didn't know any of that stuff. I mean, I just answer it, push the buttons that I have, and that's it. But there's all kind of you know, shortcuts and
oh,
the,
yeah.
Yeah,
Well, my grandkids are always telling me that, you know, your smartphone is smarter than you are.
Yeah,
I said, yes,
yeah,
I know
this,
but I use it for what it was made for,
right.
Making a phone call or, you know, or receiving
and that's
a phone call.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of my stuff is logging in meetings where I have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put down where I have to be or what I have to do. Before I came here, Joseph, there's two things I wanted to mention that happened over the weekend. One is I got to go down to Ortana to St. Ignatius of Loyola. I know you're familiar with it.
you're talking, you went down there and you put the feed bag on.
Darn right. And I do want to put a plug in for them because if you've never been there, it is fantastic. And I think it's always the fourth Saturday or third Saturday of the month in August.
I lose track of it, but
yeah. And I don't remember the exact same, but it's something to think about. They're fantastic. Father DiBurcio's down there, who I have a lot of respect for. For those of you who don't know, we would not have had the Columbiettes start at St. Joseph's with Council 12788 if it wasn't for Father Snyder firstly allowing us to do it. And then Father DiBurcio, he was their first chaplain. And I'll tell you, he got all the women to join. He really did. I mean, he was out there in the narthex of the church and explaining to the women what good they can do. And one thing that I like to brag about now is how good our Columbiettes are. They run the Christmas Fest. They donate money to seminarians. They do so much good in the parish.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're proud of them. And if it wasn't for, you know, priests like Father Snyder and Father DiBurcio, they wouldn't exist. So, you know, shout out to them. So as a plug to them, if you get an opportunity, go down for one of the best meals you ever have. It's family style. I know you've been there, Joseph.
They just keep bringing food. Like I said, I wasn't kidding when I said about putting the feedback out. You're sitting at a table with, you know, 15 or 20 of your closest friends and relatives or whoever's with you, and they just keep bringing food, and you eat till you're full, and then you leave. And for the price, you can't beat it.
No,
you cannot beat it.
You really cannot, and it's really a good time. A lot of fellowship with fellow Catholics, fellow Christians, just individuals from the area that come over there to eat. It's really a good time. So that's a plug. The other thing was Centralia, which most of us know as the town that's burning from underneath, you know, with the coal fires.
With the coal fires,
everybody's
yeah.
gone. But the amazing thing is there's a shrine there for the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And for all the buildings and everything that are destroyed, the church was not touched. It's built on solid rock, and it doesn't burn. And they had the hierarchy of the Ukrainian Catholic Church there, and Bishop Gaynor was present. I think altogether it was four or five bishops that were there. And because of some other issues, Alexis and I weren't able to attend Mass. We got there a little bit later. But it was nice seeing everyone there, and it's really a day of showing faith. They did the Living Rosary, you mm-hmm. know, after the celebration of Mass. Confessions all day by priest, and it was just a good time. Food was good also. I was a little disappointed they ran out of kielbasa. I mean, I don't know how many people they fed, but I did get my kielbasa in. But we went back to get some for my brother-in-law and my aunt.
There's just something about going up there.
Yeah.
And you know, the kielbasa and the good ethnic foods.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And we had some of our brother knights there in the new uniforms.
Okay, the new fourth-degree color corps. Okay.
And they were there, and I know that they did us proud, as always. So it was really a good time. This morning, right before I came here for this afternoon's radio show, I was always speaking to John Kaminsky, the principal at Trinity High School.
Okay.
And you know, the thing that's always near and dear to my heart, we're trying to revitalize the choirs at Trinity. And, you know, I just want to make a statement here is that a lot of times when I go to anyone on any night business, you know, sometimes you're a little apprehensive. You don't know if anybody's going to slam the door on your face or say, you know, why this, why that. And instead, we're really welcomed with open arms by John. And I think he visualizes the importance that Squires are, not just to the Knights, but to the community and our youth at large. And he really made some, I think, some really great moves for us and for the Squires. And we're going to have a young man there that we hope is going to carry on the legacy and tradition that was started, you know, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, when we started the Squires at Trinity. So if you happen to be a parent of a son at Trinity, tell them about the Squires. We'd love to have them join. If you happen to be a have a daughter at Trinity, Squire Roses, I believe, are still going strong. One of the things that we were able to do at the state level is we've always had scholarships, and we allow one per diocese, and it's for $3,000. It's $750 a year for 4 years, and as long as they keep their grades up, they will continue to get the money. And it's based on scholarship. It truly is. But we do limit who's allowed to bid on the scholarship. And in the past, it's always been the sons and daughters of members of the Knights of Columbus. And this year, Alton Wise, who runs our scholarship program, has looked into it, and he saw what Greensburg does with their Squires and Squire Roses, and what Trinity is doing with theirs. And they said, you know what, we're going to go a step and above. Whether your father is a knight or not, if you are a Squire or a Squire Rose, you are eligible to compete for the scholarships.
There you go.
So I think it's a good reason to join, amongst others. I think it's just good fellowship with good Catholic kids.
And there you go, Michael. We're going to be having the music start in my ears here. We have about, I don't know, maybe a minute 15 wrap up.
Still get a couple of things in then. And I think, you know, I'm just going to say it again. We'd love to have any good Catholic character, boy or girl, to join the Squires and Squire Roses. And if you happen to be not at Trinity, but you really think you would like to join an organization like that, which is basically the youth group of the Knights of Columbus, you can always give me a call, and we'll work something out for you. That's a guarantee.
There you go. You can always call us here at the station at 717-525-8110. I'll get you in touch with Mike and the people that take care of the Squires organization, and we'll go from there. With that, Michael, the music is starting in my ears.
All right.
We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon's show by my co-host, Mike Kubik, as usual. Good afternoon again, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joseph.
I was trying to remember back when we got to the close there, what we were talking about at the first segment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm drawing a blank, so we'll go on. It'll come to me.
We can start something new.
Yeah,
we were talking about Squires and the like. But one of the things that I just found out over the break, so we'll talk about it since it's going to be airing on Saturday, August 31st, which is someone's birthday, I understand, Joseph?
Yeah. Thank you for embarrassing me for our listeners, but yes, I'll be 73 on Saturday.
Well, I would sing you happy birthday, but there's a law against that, me singing. And so
What you're saying is you're like me, you couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Yeah. I get it.
So I will wish you, on behalf of all of our listeners, a happy birthday. I hope you enjoy the day. I know you're going to be with your children and, I guess,
my youngest granddaughter, her birthday is the 30th. Mine's the 31st. All so right. Her and Pappy are going to celebrate together.
Celebrate together. Yeah. Great. Yep. Well, I hope you have a good time, and we're glad that you're here on this radio show.
Well, not that since we're on the subject, the 29th of this month, is my wife and I's 49th wedding anniversary.
All right. Yeah. Next year, the big one.
The big 50 next year. Yep.
Well, good. And I think
not
that's
a lot of people can say that
nowadays.
No, when you
can't.
Think about it.
That's one of the good things too. When you talk to members of the Knights of Columbus, you do get to hear a lot of 44, 45, 50, 50, 60 year marriages. And I think that's a tribute to our faith and our belief that, marriage is forever.
Yep, till death do us part.
That's really
yep.
what it is.
Yep.
And so I think that's amazing. But good job, Joseph. Great. And I'm glad it's your birthday. So it's a big week.
Big week
big
and
week.
Weekend, yep.
And that's what's happening all over right now. One of the things that, I think it's a good subject now that you had mentioned about the 49 years of marriage, family of the month. It really and truly, I do talk about programs because, it's my job.
That's your job with the state.
That's my job with the state. But the thing is
let's clarify that.
It's really something important because I think if you look at any parish, I don't care what parish it is, there are some really fantastic families. You have the husband, may or may not be a knight, but he's doing good things for the church. You have a wife that may or may not have an opportunity to belong to the Council of Catholic Women or the Columbiettes or Legion of Mary just because of work or whatever. But they're doing things for the parish. And maybe the children are involved in youth activities that benefit the community. And this is an opportunity, and that's why Family of the Month is so important. It's an opportunity to let the people of your parish know that these individuals exemplify the true marriage between a man and a woman, and that they're actually doing good things within the parish. So I'm kind of letting this out to every Grand Knight, every council out there, because membership can be involved if the Grand Knight and other individuals may be falling down a little bit on the job. Mention a family that you see that's really doing a heck of a job in the parish. And, whatever that is, maybe he's a coach of the basketball team, and maybe the wife's a coach of a football team, and or vice versa, and the kids are involved in collecting money for St. Jude's or for the Hershey Hospital, the youth group.
The Children's Hospital.
Children's
Betsy
Hospital.
Hershey,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, that's something that we should be letting people know that we thank them for upholding our faith and for being pillars of the community and doing things. So that's what Family of the Month is all about. And remember, you don't have to be a member of the Knights of Columbus to be listed as Family of the Month.
No, you do not. That was a mistaken thing for the longest time when you and I first started.
Yeah, yeah. It's really and truly. I mean, it's to represent a thank you to a good family. I mean, that's
small,
what it's all about.
What do they call it? A small token of appreciation.
And publicize it. Get people involved. Because I know that at St. Joseph's, I am proud of our council. We had a really good family director, and he was taking charge and looking for people. You can talk to Father. You can talk to other organizations. You might have a Legion of Mary or Council of Catholic Women or mm-hmm. whatever the parish organization, bereavement group, and see what people are doing. And then recognize that family. Thank them for what they do. Because so many people in our parish do such great things, and they really just aren't recognized. And that's one of the things that the Knights of Columbus want to happen, is to recognize those individuals that are doing a little bit extra for our faith and our community and for our parish. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, it should be the same in every parish in the diocese. Find your Knights of Columbus Council, find out who that particular program chairman is, and put the bug in his ear. And if he's not, you can, as a regular member and a non-officer of a council, you can nominate someone for that at your meeting, sure.
And, really, Joseph, I mean, it's one of the things that I can never figure out. There's the two easiest programs. Well, there's other ones that are based on prayer, mm-hmm. which are probably easier. But as far as filling out the forms, Family of the Month is simple. You write mm-hmm. a brief narrative of what they do. You put down who's involved. The other one is RSVP. RSVP is one of the best programs that the Knights of Columbus have, in my opinion, because it shows solidarity with our priests and bishops. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the RSVP, it's a refund program where if a council supports a seminarian as an individual for $500, Supreme will give you back 20%. And that 20% comes back in a check of $100 or, you know, a rebate. And you can do with that whatever you please. And I know that I'm pretty proud of St. Joe's, and what they've been doing is we turned around with the Laboret Society, and money that we got back on rebates, we turned around and we put into the Laboret Society, which helps especially postulants, young girls who want to be nuns, that mm-hmm. have outstanding bills, and they can't take a vow of poverty if you owe $20,000 in school
in
loans.
Your secular college bills you can't or do whatever. That. Sure.
So what it has to do, they have to have that paid off before they can actually serve our Lord. And what we've been doing is we take our extra money, and well, not our extra, but the rebate.
Yeah.
Because we've already donated the $500 or the $2,000 to the seminarian. We get that $400 back. We can turn around and help a postulant that wants to become a nun, and she just has student debt.
And you know where you and I see the benefits of that? Is down at Mount St. Mary's every year with Quo Vadis and Fiat Days.
Yes.
I mean, because we've both been down there and involved, so we can speak about it. You know, the numbers are up for our seminarians. I understand the numbers are starting to get a little bit better for young ladies that are considering, you know, religious life, whether it be, you know, teaching or different, you know, Carmelite community, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I know that. I think the Dominicans, mm-hmm. the sisters, they're getting, they have actually so many applicants that they're building new housing.
Because and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is.
New convents and novitiates. Yeah.
And I think that's a testimony to the young people, that they see that there is a need, a necessity in today's world to serve our Lord as sisters. And in serving as sisters, most of the orders, I mean, if not all the orders, have a something else that they do to serve mankind. The Sisters of St. Cyril and Methodius, which I really, you know, I love because they taught me. You know,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully they made me a little bit better person than what I would have been. Not that I'm a great person. I'm a sinner like everybody else, but maybe I sinned just a little bit less than I would have if it wasn't for them.
We're all guilty.
Yeah,
that,
if it wasn't for them.
That's why they make confession and stuff, you know? Yeah.
And you know, they have a secondary mission. I mean, they used to teach in schools, but they also care for the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
At Maria Joseph Home Community Center. So I think that's
Sisters of
important.
What's the Holy Spirit Hospital?
Yeah,
Sisters of
right.
Christian Charity have the
they're
hospital.
There,
they
right.
also teach in
yeah,
schools.
Yeah, they teach.
Sister Geraldine is the White Area Network coordinator for the diocese here.
Yeah, and
they
have
a myriad of
they have doctors, nurses.
Yep.
They do so much for us. On anybody right now that's in Catholic education. Looking back, and first of all, that's something we should talk about too, is that our Catholic educators get paid far less than secular school teachers, but they do an outstanding job. And just about every year you see Catholic schools rank very high when it comes to academic achievement.
And just when you go to graduation, your niece, nephew, son or daughter, and you go to any of the Catholic high school graduations here in the Harrisburg area primarily, or the diocese for that matter, and just listen to the amount of total scholarship money that each individual graduating senior class gets every year. So if we're doing something wrong, why are those numbers so high, you know?
And it's just something to be proud of. So, you know, that's two areas that we hope that every council is really looking into, is Family of the Month and RSVP. I guess one more before we get ready to close out the show. We have the Marian Icon is making its tour through the diocese. And actually, there's 11 making their tour through the entire state. But it's really a nice service. It's praying for the persecuted Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we talk about our faith and how good we are. We're great Catholics. We're wonderful human beings. But we have, really, in the United States, we have yet to be tested. These refugees have been tested. They could denounce their faith and stay where they are, or they could remain Catholic and be on the run. Mm-hmm. And they've chosen the latter. So if it's in your area, if you're a council, if your DD has the Marian icon in his possession and he's trying to get it into your parish, step up, volunteer, talk to your priest, and have it brought into to your area, and do a service. I think you'll be really surprised how good it is.
And there you go. Let's just say that's a wrap, Mike.
That sounds
okay?
good to me,
it sounds
Joseph.
Good, it's a good point to end on. With that, for Night Talk, along with Mike Kubik, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.